From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Terrorists stage multiple simultaneous attacks in Paris on Friday night, killing scores of people with automatic gunfire and explosions. More than 100 people died at a single location after gunmen attacked a Paris music hall and held many hostage before police stormed the building, ending that standoff. Two attackers were among the dead. Up to 1,000 people were in the audience at the Bataclan concert hall, where a performance by an American band was interrupted by automatic rifle fire. Many people escaped during that shootout. Speaking here through an interpreter, President François Hollande said he was declaring a state of emergency and ordering France's borders closed, an unprecedented act in the 21st century.
I'm asking here for you to maintain your trust in what the security forces can do to protect the populations from terrorist attacks. Long live the Republic, long live France.
One of the first bombings was just outside a sports stadium where President Hollande and a large crowd were watching a football match between France and Germany. Attackers also targeted restaurants and bars in a crowded central area of the French capital. The death toll is expected to rise. At the White House, President Obama said the coordinated attacks in Paris were, in his words, outrageous attempt to terrorize citizens.
This is an attack on all of humanity and the universal values that we share. We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond.
So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the Friday night attacks. This is VOA News. The man